the amazing thing about Audioboo is that you can record little slices of life, and actually this isn't really one that anybody else may find that interesting, but I just had the most lovely moment this afternoon that I wanted to log and remind myself. I convinced a very disgruntled bunch of kids to come to the local 10-minute away co-op with me on a not particularly pleasant afternoon, and got them all tuckled up in their coats and things, and we walked to the local shop, and my daughter felt it necessary for us to sing Let's Go Fly a Kite, which is from Mary Poppins. I suspect a lot of parents will know that. And so we were singing, as you do, top volume, running down the street singing Let's Go Fly a Kite, and I pretended to have a kite in my hand on a string, and I passed it to my three-year-old and gave him this kite, and he was absolutely overjoyed and just looking upwards and following this imaginary kite down the street. And then he took his eye off the ball for a few seconds. Hey Caleb, I'm just telling everybody about your kite. Where is it? Where's your kite?
I don't know.
Have you put it in the drawer?
No.
It's gone where?
In my drawer in my train track.
Oh, the drawer under the train track. Well, I'm just telling everybody what happened. So I gave Caleb this imaginary kite on a string, and he was running down the road, and for just a second he took his mind off this fact that he had this imaginary piece of string in his hand, and dropped it, and then burst into tears and went running after this imaginary kite, at which point he asked me to go and get it for him. So I dashed down the street at full pelt, trying to get hold of this imaginary kite string, which I luckily retrieved, and then wound it tightly around his arms. And for the next sort of, I don't know, 10 minutes of the walk, we were running along, flying these kites, and the other two kids were playing in the game and so on. And then my oldest proceeded to... he pretended to pinch Caleb's imaginary kite and dash off with it into the distance. And he went absolutely apoplectic that he'd had his kite stolen. So anyway, we managed to retrieve this from our oldest, who was just on the floor in laughter at the fact that so much fuss was caused over, three imaginary pieces of string. Anyway, we got to the shop, and he wouldn't go in the shop because he was afraid that going in the shop would damage his kite. So what did we do with the kites when we were in the shop, Caleb?
Yeah.
What did we do with them? Where did we put them?
Play.
He's not talking about it now. So we wrapped them round the railing. You know where you put dog leads and stuff around them? It's a special thing. And the staff in the cart were absolutely killing themselves laughing at the fact that we were at much nonsense and fuss was made over these kites. So anyway, I thought they'd forget about it while we got our shopping and so on, and completely thought he'd forget about it, and got out, and the first thing he wanted to do was get his kite back. And he was a bit overwrought because he couldn't work out how to hold his bag of shopping and his imaginary kite at the same time. So all the way home we had this enormous fuss, and as we got to the house, it wouldn't hold my hand unless it was his left hand on the other side to normal, because he had his kite in the other hand. And anyway, it's very funny all the way home. Got home, and we had to go through this whole facade about what we were going to do with these kites. We had to wrap them up. We had to make sure the string didn't get tangled, and he wanted them all placed. So we've put all the imaginary kites. If you ever come round to my house and you want to borrow one, they are in the drawer below the train track. Well, since then, we've now had three imaginary dinosaurs. So Caleb's got an imaginary Triceratops after that moment, who wants to fly this kite, and who went to bed with him last night. Where's your imaginary dinosaur? Where's your dinosaur gone?
In the other room.
In the other room. And what kind of dinosaur is it?
Triceratops.
What kind of dinosaur is it?
A dinosaur.
What's the name of the dinosaur?
Called Ceratop.
Triceratop, yes, very good. Okay, you going to get it for me? You go and get it then. Okay. So, okay, so it is a little slice, not very interesting for anybody else, but just lovely, really. Sometimes your kids surprise you, and sometimes the sort of joy in their ability to make something from clearly nothing is just, well, slightly makes you want to shed a tear.